American Revolution. And they lived in St. John.
And what was your name?
Crink, F-R-I-N-K.
Oh, and you must be involved in the French house, then. Is that correct? Would that be your family? The French house? That would be your family's homestead?
What French house?
We have four of them. A French house. Maybe I'm not correct with it. Anyway, and you married Mr. Owen. Now, Mr. Owen, Philip Owen, correct?
Yes.
Did he live here all his life?
He was born in Halifax.
Was he? And he moved up this way?
After the explosion in 1917 in Halifax.
Oh, I see.
The brewery was blown to pieces, and they moved over here and bought another brewery.
Oh, how many? Now, how many, or if any, children did you have?
Three children. They're all married, and I have 10 grandchildren.
Oh, well, that's something to be quite proud of, I would say. And there's one of your relatives living in the Brock House on Maiden Lane.
Yes, he's a cousin of my husband's.
Oh, I see. So there's a lot of old ones around the area.
Well, quite a few. They're Catholics, you know.
Oh, I see. And, now, you were a Netherwood girl, were you not?
Yes. I started at kindergarten. How old were we? 5 years old?
5 years old.
5 years old.
Oh, my.
Remember Miss Matson?
Yes.
And her skirt fell off.
Yes.
She was teaching us gym.
Yes.
Oh, my. And, what year did you graduate from Netherwood?
I didn't graduate from Netherwood. I went over to Edgehill in Windsor.
Oh.
Because my family sort of thought I'd get out of Rossay for a while.
Oh, I see. Broaden your horizons.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me what you remember of Netherwood. Tell me some of your teachers. Tell me when did you leave, at what age, or what grade?
I think I was about 12. Mm-hmm. I was there for 7 years, though.
That's definitely long enough to be considered quite a Netherwood girl, I would say.
I suppose.
And what did you do for physical activity? What would they do for gym?
Well, the old building next to Colin Mackay's was then the gym.
Yeah.
It was just built the year we went,
yes.
I think. And remember the nice apparatus we had?
It wasn't that nice.
It was lovely, but Miss Canong thought it was too dangerous, so she had it taken out.
Oh, that's
kind of sad. And another thing I remember was if you had a cold, you wore a red ribbon round your arm, and you had to stay arm's length from everybody.
Oh, because of cats, she was afraid everybody else would catch it.
Yes.
Now, were you a day girl or were you a boy?
Oh, I was a day girl.
Now, tell me what the day girls, when would they go to school and then when would they go
home?
We
went up to school at 9 o'clock and we left at 1, didn't we?
1 o'clock.
Yes.
1
o'clock.
Oh, I see. And what subjects would you take?
Oh, the regular subjects everybody takes.
Latin?
Yes, we did take Latin.
Latin is a French. Miss Canong was very keen on French.
Very keen on French.
She had great
and,
foresight.
And another thing I had when I went to Edgehill, we hadn't had Netherwood. I mean, we had had it, Netherwood, was geometry.
Yes.
You
think I had it?
Oh, you were well educated then.
No.
Did you didn't, you don't think?
No.
No.
Never went to university.
No. Well, I think so, that if you went as high as any past grade 8, not a lot of people went past grade 8 at that time, from what I've been told, from people around the area.
I don't hear you, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry. A lot of people didn't get past grade 8, from what I've been told.
Well, I got to the fifth form, which was grade 11, I think. And then I got scarlet fever.
Oh, dear.
And so they wouldn't let me write my exams. And then the doctor wouldn't let me go back to school the next year because I had to recover.
Oh, I see. So you were reasonably well educated, though, if you went past grade 8.
Oh, was I?
Yes, you were. Now, there must be a lot of memories you have of teachers in Netherwood.
I don't. Yeah, right.
The only one Mary Ivey, you remember, was Miss Armitage.
Miss Armitage.
She came out to teach kindergarten.
But I remember Miss Ganong, of course, and Miss Stoddard, who she taught English.
Yes, that's right.
And her brother was always ruled on.
And would all the teachers be ladies, or would you have gentlemen teachers?
Oh, no, they were all women. But I can't remember the names of any of them.
Well, they're not all... Not
oh, well, they were... kind of, one was the headmistress, and the other was the...
Miss Pitcher.
She taught, too, then.
Not when I was...
Well, she taught later on.
Did she?
Because I lived in her house.
And... but I don't remember the younger teachers.
No, I don't either, Mary. I can't remember them at all.
No. What? Okay. Did you ever ski? Another word, or skate, or swim, or what would you do?
We used to ski and skate. We used to skate on the river. And
we used to skate around the island.
Around the island.
Oh my!
And what did we play?
We played basketball and Miss Purdy had a hockey team.
Yes, we used to play hockey.
You played hockey?
With the guides, yes.
The girl guides.
Speaking of girl guides, I heard there was a comical story about you and a run-in with Miss Purdy.
Yes.
And about something about porridge and salmon or fish.
Well, the cooks had... hadn't washed the salmon pot the night before. And they made porridge in it the next morning.
Ooh.
And I wouldn't eat it.
Oh, my.
So Miss Purdy sent me to my tent. I went to my tent. I didn't eat the porridge.
So you didn't give in the end after
all? No.
There you go.
The rest of us had to eat it all.
You had to eat it.
I had to eat it.
Well, I think you were rather smart. What was Miss Purdy like?
She was a wonderful person.
She was a wonderful person. She was very firm with us.
Very strict person.
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm still picking up bits of paper outside, because she was awful fussy about tidiness.
But she taught us a great deal, Mary, really.
Yes.
She did. She really did. She taught me how to make a bed properly.
And
what other skills did she teach you? What other types of badges would you try to achieve? What type of thing?
Oh, well, there were different ladies around the village who were badge testers. I remember going to Mrs. Miles. Didn't she do cooking or something?
Yes, and do you know that Barb Jackson was telling me one day that my mother, before she died, did sewing.
Oh, she did sewing.
Yes, she did sewing.
All covered with flowers.
Oh.
And I was down there waving the little flag.
For the Prince of Wales.
And then, Mary, we went up by where the old rink is and watched them from there. And I think the prince was supposed to go into one tent to have tea. Got into the wrong tent, I think. You remember there were tents all along the road there.
Tell me the story, Miss Stinkstar, about the fire engine.
Well, the fire engine was huge. The first fire engine we've ever had in Rothsay. And my father was at that time, and Mr. Sayre were, mayor and deputy mayor, yes. He was so the fire engine arrived, and it was put in our garage, because there was no other place to put it. And that evening, there was a bad fire. They called my father, and lo and behold, it was the Sayre house down the road, Jeff Sayre's father.
Oh.
So Dad got in the fire engine and drove it down.
Oh, great.
And they put the fire out. Oh, it was a very, it was really
it was
not
just a little kettle.
Just a little. Yes, it was a funny little fire engine.
Had no brakes.
Yes, but we had it for quite a long time here.
It had no brakes.
Well, I don't think so.
No, I don't think
so. And then it was at a fire when the Walter Allison house burnt.
Mm-hmm.
And old Harry Green said what was coming out of the hose. Mm-hmm. Says a hummingbird could do better than that.
There you go.
Well, this is, but it was sort of fun. But Betty said the other day, said, Jane, I always heard that story when I first came to Ross.
I never heard that.
But the fire engine. Yes, it's in our.
I remember them blocking the engine with wedges when it was at the Allison fire when their stable burned.
Yes, I remember that too. But it stayed in our garage for one winter until they found a home for it.
And then it used to live down under the barber shop.
Yes, that's right. That barber shop is sort of an interesting old barber shop too.
Tell me about the barber shop.
Well, it was. Well, you know where the Sobeys.
Between Sobeys and the new building at the public school.
Public school. There was a little wee funny.
Near the van shed.
And the barber shop was upstairs, and they kept the fire engine downstairs.
And he, what was his name?
Perry. No, he worked for the D.D. Robertsons, too. Well, Mary, you know as well as I do.
And he also cut.
Yes.
Ducks.
What was his name?
I can't think.
He used to take them over. Yes, when the boys went shooting, we used to take the ducks over there. 50 cents.
And they used to play cards.
They did. Yeah. Oh boy.
In the barber shop.
He was laying there. What was his name?
I can't. Murray.
Murray Howard. That's it.
Murray the barber.
Yeah,
the boys used to
call. Murray, that's it.
He was a character, was he?
Oh, he was a character. And he worked for the DDs too. I think he
kind of talked like that, Murray.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Now, tell me about the Pony Car Boy, don't you? I'd love to have a little bit of a rundown on that, aren't you?
Well, there was a man staying in the village at Shadow Lawn. Major Inkpen.
Oh.
He was retired Indian Army.
Oh.
And he taught riding at RMC, the boys, you know, the boys' military college. And he came up here and saw we had the old barn, and we suggested, we had a couple of horses then. He suggested we start a pony club. This was way back in, 1954, I think. And he engineered, we got a couple of Shetland ponies, and another pony that had come from the Prince of Wales Ranch in the west.
Oh, really?
And we started off with that, and then it grew like Thompson. We've got 60 riding members and 27 horses. They aren't all ours, some of them are my grandchildren. And the riding instructor has one.
That's quite a few. That's quite a growth.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the few businesses in Rothsay.
We had a longer waiting list than there would have RCS.
It was simply marvelous for both the schools to have a riding school here. Really,
like another cookie, dear.
Sure. Tell me about.
We're stuck together.
Tell me about. Did you play tennis?
Oh, not very well. I wasn't.
You played golf.
Were you a golfer?
I played golf better than tennis.
Beautiful golfer.
You were?
Yes, she was.
And do you remember the old golf club before it burnt down?
Yes, very well, so do you.
Yes, we both remember that.
I guess it was quite beautiful.
Remember the old golf course where Percy Thompson fixed it up.
What was the old golf course look like?
Well, it only had 9 holes, and he added holes to it.
Jerry, one of us, I remember too, our fathers would remember. The golf course, the first original golf club was down below.
It was down below what's her name? Britain. Quite an old house.
And then Norman Diggle was the bartender in those days.
Was he?
Yes, of course he did.
He'd been at the Union Club.
Yes, he'd been at the Union Club, and he came out there, and he was the bartender there.
And he ran the shop. You know where Mr. Murdoch has his architecture.
Was it? What do you remember about it?
Well, they used to sell. We used to love it because they'd sell penny cans.
Yes.
Art bars and that sort of thing.
And ply paper?
And yes, and all that
Sussex
sort of thing.
Ice cream. And square bacon.
And he always sold.
Tell me about the square bacon.
Well, he used to cut. You never got it in a package. He used to cut it off a slab.
Well, he had a slab of bacon, and he cut it and not through the ride. Huh? And then he cut it right through.
Oh,
my heavens. You cut your bacon there, but it was good bacon. Awfully thick, though.
And you didn't care for it that way. Now, they use the baking drippings, I guess, to fry bread. This is what I heard once. It used to be a treat. Somebody mentioned to me that they took the baking drippings to fry the bread.
Well, Miss Purdy used to
fry the bread. That's an English
is
thing,
it?
Fried bread.
And Mrs. Purdy?
Miss Purdy used to make ginger snaps with bacon.
Yes, and we used to make war cake.
Yes, you did.
During the First War. With bacon fat.
Now, what's war cake?
Oh, it was a sort of spicy cake.
Spicy cake.
Raisins and things in it.
Didn't have any eggs.
Now, why wouldn't it? Or were eggs not
short of eggs?
Oh, eggs were too expensive.
Yes, they were too expensive. And it didn't have any butter, because butter was too expensive.
Butter was expensive.
It must have been something quite incredible to make a cake without eggs and butter.
Well, not bad.
No, that's pretty. That's wonderful. Okay, so we've got those Dr. Peters.
Well, he was the doctor at Netherwood and RCS. And remember, he used to go through our heads for the nits.
Oh, my.
Because we caught nits at school. And,
Would he use his fingers, or what would he use?
What they do is they...
He just went through to see if we had them or not.
And then after that, I think he had a fine-tooth comb or something.
Fine-tooth comb.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to
shampoo your hair. Something awful.
I forgot.
And then when he came to the
hospital. Dr. Peter's specialty was the chest area?
Yes, he was awfully good with the chest.
And he was very good diagnostician, yes. Too. That's a big word.
Yes, he was.
He could spot what was
and
wrong.
I told you my brother was his first baby here, you see. Remember I told you that?
I remember you.
When he came over, married from Annapolis, a doctor, Jim was his first maternity case over here.
Was he? Mm-hmm. And then, he studied at McGill, and I think the doctor there wanted him to stay, and he didn't want to stay, because he was very fond of hunting and shooting and fishing. And he used to have he had a horse.
Yes.
And he used to go across the river in the winter and all over the place. Remember him telling me once that he delivered a baby for this woman and went back to see her the next day. Here she was up and in the wash tub.
Oh, my heavens. Active. For such quickly after a birth. Yes, it's actually my mother's, isn't it? She says it's better for them to get up and see. Yes.
My mother was his last patient.
Was your, yes.
I used to go down with the car and get him and bring him up.
And then he ended up, where did he go? It was in town. He went to the hospital, the TB hospital out there. Wasn't that that's the East St. John. He went out there, that's where he died.
Was it?
Mm.
Well, didn't Miss Purdy die?
Miss Purdy died in her own house. We went in to see her.
Yes.
And then we went to see her in her own house, I think.
No, I didn't.
I did. I went in to see her, and I'm sorry I had. But I
What's wrong with her? Cancer?
Cancer, yes.
Cancer.
But she was very independent.
There was a little TB hospital.
That's where
out by the drive-up.
That's where Dr. Peters was married.
It was.
Well, he was out there because the girls used to go in to see him almost every day, Martin Cass.
Oh, yes, I've talked to both those ladies. They're wonderful. Okay, so you were a golfer. Tell me about some of your golfing experiences. Who did you golf with?
Oh, you wouldn't know it. Audrey Skinner, McLeod, and the first
Skinner?
Mrs. Mackay.
Lou Mackay.
Cam Mackay's wife. And Mrs. Hill. Oh, Elsa Gregory.
Oh, yes, she was with me. No, Mary, she's still... Harley Dolly sees her. He said she's really pleasant.
Yes. She was divorced from her husband, wasn't she?
Well, she was divorced the first time around, and the second time around, she married Mr. Caldwell, and he died.
Yes. And left quite a lot of money, didn't he?
Yes, he did. provided she didn't get married again.
Oh, that was...
Okay. What about the chauffeur?
The what?
The chauffeur. Ben Parks, Kelty Morton, Dobie Hugh, John Dobbin, Murray Fraser, Ray Butler, Warren Randles, and Archie Morton.
Oh. What was the first one you said?
Ben Parks?
Well, Ben Parks was the Bell's chauffeur.
The Bell's chauffeur.
Yes, he only...
And he was also a gardener. He used to garden for my mother and father. And then... what's his name? Johnny Dobbin. Mm-hmm. Used to work for...
Percy Thompson.
Now, Percy Thompson was tied along.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he used to be very smartly dressed.
Was he?
Because he wore all Eric Thompson's hand-me-down clothes. And he was a very good mechanic.
Was he?
He worked for... Later on, he worked for Arthur Kennedy. Kennedy's garage.
Oh, my. Well, he would have to be very smart with the machinery, that's for sure. What, did you know Walter Allison very well?
Yes, he was an mRNA's. I knew his son Joe.
His daughter, he's a tough
and daughter kid. Helen.
Did he have sheep? Did he have sheep?
Yes, he had sheep. And they used to keep his golf course clean. He had, how about, I don't know what, there were 6 holes golf course.
Well, she should talk to Joe.
Yeah.
Joe's lived here as long as we
have.
Joe.
Allison.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him yet.
Haven't you?
Mm.
He lives up back of the...
Up on Allison Drive.
Drive, yes, up there.
Back of the old house.
Yes. I'll look into that. He's been here a long time.
Yeah, he's about the only one
there. Yes, he's about the... This is what he said to me one day. He said, you know, I'll stick all the old-timers are gone. There are just a few of us left.
We used to go down there and play poker.
Yeah, we sure did.
He loved to play poker.
Yeah, he loved to play poker. Oh, he was great fun years ago.
Have some tea, Jay.
No.
Would you like some tea, Jay? What? It
was wonderful, but thanks. No more. I'll be unstuffed.
Are you?
Yes, I am. Tell me about the Grove. Activities at the Grove when General H.H. McLean was Lieutenant Governor.
Oh, he used to have garden parties and... When the Navy was in town.
Oh, yes.
We used to wear long dresses, too, didn't we?
Long dresses and big
hats. No short skirts.
And big hats.
And big hats.
Oh, you must have been looking fabulous.
And then...
Did you ever talk to Jean McFarland?
Yes.
Because I asked her. She's thinking it over.
Is she thinking it over? Because her grandfather was that grandfather, you see. And she would know more ordinary than we know.
Yes,
and it went forth, the Grove is really so sad now, the Dexters live there.
It looks beautiful from what I can see.
Oh, it is, it's beautiful, but they never had any family.
It was a very dark, dingy house.
Yes.
And they used
to have... Because of the brick.
They used to have dances for Jean, too.
Yes, she had lovely carpets.
And I remember we used to go swimming, and Jean's mother wouldn't let her go, so she used to hang her bathing suit on the gatepost. Yes. And as she went down the driveway, pick up her bathing suit, and away we'd go.
Oh, my God. Okay. What about, tell me a little bit about what you remember Arthur Kennedy and the Kennedy House.
Well, Arthur was a...
Character, wasn't
he? He was a character. He was a very nice man. And if ever you were in trouble, you called Arthur. Mother used to call.
Remember, Mary, too, they had the phone,
yes,
your pads were there. They had,
you
the,
know,
what
the operating
switchboard. Yes. Were there.
And when Mother lived there, somebody gave a call, you just punched the thing in as you went by.
Mm-hmm.
And Arthur was the night operator, too.
And they had two or three permanent guests. I think Mrs. Blanchett was there for quite a while.
Yes.
And Miss Newman. Yeah. I think she was an old maid.
Miss who?
Miss Newman lived there for quite a little while.
Yeah.
And Ron Brundage.
And I remember Father put the car down the cellar door. Yeah. And Arthur came up and got out before Mother got back.
Okay. Tell me about the Indians. Dominic, Nellie Francis, Frankie Francis.
Yes, well, they lived down, you know, the tennis court road.
Mm-hmm.
To the left, the bottom, by the river.
Yes.
And I think Dominic used to beat Nellie up.
Yes,
Nellie. You hear the screeches.
And there were tar paper shacks. I can see them yet. They were low ones. They were interesting. That was where the Morris were, isn't that?
Yes, I think the Morris had those.